Are you sure it has the, it's joined together like that? Because I've seen one here in Mobile somewhere where I was riding.
Somebody is.
Call it a rail fence.
If you were setting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the...
Poles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what would you call just one of those things?
A pole.
What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock?
Brick wall or even stone. Mm-hmm. Stone wall.
This is back for, you know, you said pole for
mm-hmm,
digging.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it? You call it a fence rather than pole? You might, sounds almost the same.
A log. Either we either use a round log or either a post. You call it a post.
Because
you had to put that post down in the whole bush where you can get your fence together.
Okay, and so one of those would be a...
Post.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What word would you use if you were describing your very best dishes?
Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and did you ever see an egg made out of this, a decoration?
Of a Chinese?
Made out of that stuff? You know, it was for, just a decoration that you might put out in your living rooms.
Oh, you can get the plain, either the decoration, the flowers, you know, with flowers in them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be your, still be your best Chinese.
Okay, what would you call that egg? If it was an egg and it was made out of that, what would you call it?
Glass. You can make an egg out of glass.
Using that same word to describe this type of egg. not glass, but I ask you... Okay,
a chair.
I ask you what your best dishes were made out of.
Chinese.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And this egg would be made out of Chinese, but it'd be glass, wouldn't it?
But you'd call it a...
Chinese. Uh-huh.
With the two words put together.
Chinese glass.
No, not glass egg.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is just like if you have a glass egg. It's an egg and it's made out of glass.
Uh-huh.
And your plate is made out of chain.
Mm-hmm. Well, say the egg wasn't made out of glass, but it was made out of the
chain. Chinese,
And so you, together, put those two words together, the chain and the egg. You'd have a...
Chinese.
And then?
Egg.
Okay. And you call the whole thing?
Chinese.
Egg. Okay.
I've seen those, but it's been a long time. They're real thin, and you can get a little egg made out of Chinese. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're cute, though, but you have to be so particular.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What kind of container would you use to carry food to the pigs?
Oh, some used pails and buckets.
Is there a special name for that particular bucket that you would take the food in?
Just a tin bucket.
Okay.
At least I have, now I have seen, just mentioned a lot of that on the television about a farm, you know, but I haven't been in a farm country at all.
What do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
What about one that's covered? Do you have a name for that?
Frying pan covered.
Yeah.
Oh, we call that on. Call that, but most of the time you have that top is separate off of the frying pan, and you can cover your frying pan and skillet.
Mm-hmm. Is there, what's the difference between a frying pan and a skillet?
Okay, a skillet is a heavier iron, and then a frying pan is more a little thinner than the iron frying pan.
Right.
So, that's the last difference.
Okay. What would you boil water in or make tea in?
A kettle.
Okay.
And not the old style iron kettles. Now, I remember those when you used to put them on the wooden stove, but you had a different kind of kettle now, and when the water get hot, it whistles and let you know when the water is hot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the container that you put flowers in for decoration?
Flower bowl or either a pitcher, vase.